This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Galentine's Day.
Yeah.
I guess technically that's today.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And that's the day whenever girls go out with other girls and hang out before they get stuck with their man for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, they'll have more fun tonight.
Now, this year, Valentine's falls on a Friday, so that actually works out, because a lot of times during the middle of the week, you're like, well, let's just wait till the weekend to go out.
Yeah.
And so you kind of do a proxy Valentine's Day. But this year, Thursday's not a bad night for Galentine's Day. Friday's a great night for Valentine's Day, but it's going to be booked solid
if you
haven't made reservations.
I saw some posts. It was a restaurant in town. They said they had reservations last year, like at 7:38. And it was over 2 hours. They had a reservation. And
oh,
it was
wow.
still almost a 2 hour wait to be sat.
Something's wrong with that.
Yeah.
People don't get up. They sit there forever and hold the table up. Scooch, y'all.
It's like they're in love or something.
Be in love at home. I'm hungry.
But in that case, restaurants need to have like 2 seating times. An 8 p.m. seating and a 10 p.m. seating. Well, they did in Italy. Remember, we went to that restaurant in Italy, and they had 2 seatings per night.
If they do that and you have to wait for 2 hours, I'd just look over and say, you want to go just hit a drive-thru?
Exactly.
I wouldn't wait 2 hours. Imagine having to sit there with someone just not knowing what to say for 2 hours.
Well, I mean, you got to sit there for 2 hours to get the table and then another 2 hours.
Yeah. You've already talked about everything by the time you sit down. So let's talk about Galentine's Day. Apparently, there are some things women are looking for to have a friend that's good enough to take on Galentine's Day.
Yeah.
And they say common interest is the most important thing of all. That's the number one by a long shot. You got to have common interest, which I think is important, but sometimes you can hang out with someone who has different interests than you, and it's interesting to hear their stuff.
Well, normally, Galentine's, it's your girls' group. It's your friends.
Right.
So it's not like...
You're just with them alone.
Yeah, but okay. It's not like you don't know each other already.
No, but I'm just saying this is what makes someone that kind of a friend is having common interests.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, within that group of people or girls that you do have, you always got that one contrary person that's going to just disagree with everybody else.
Yeah, she's right. Sometimes it's you.
Yeah.
No offense.
None taken. I wasn't talking about me.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm confused.
A similar sense of humor was also on there. You got to be able to laugh at the same jokes.
Yeah, because I don't see us much hanging out after this show.
No, because we don't have the same kind of humor or anything.
Different sense of humors.
I mean, some of us don't even have them.
Yeah, I know. Plus this.
So, I mean.
Hey.
I ain't talking about you.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
Hey. A fun-loving attitude.
Yeah.
That's important because,
right,
you know, you don't want to be around that person that's negative all the time. At least,
no, that'd be terrible.
I never have that problem. I never seem to find people that are that way.
If you don't have that problem, maybe you are.
Well, that's rude.
I
know who it is now.
I mean that in the most positive way possible.
Intellect. Someone who isn't an idiot.
That ain't a deal breaker, though.
It can be for people who are, like, get frustrated when they're around someone who's stupid all the time.
Mm. could be some good entertainment.
Yeah, I agree. And I'd rather have the idiot than the know-it-all.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, the know-it-all could save your life and the idiot could cost your life.
But the idiot's going to be a lot more fun.
Yeah. Whenever the restaurant catches on fire and the idiot directs you straight into the flames and the know-it-all's like, come this way, guys. And they're like, don't go with him. He's no fun at all.
No, the idiots have marshmallows with them. We'll have some roasted marshmallows. Yeah.
And then they said religious or political beliefs need to be the same. I feel like you just don't need to talk about that. It's like, don't even get into it. Or if you do, make sure that they agree with you before you do.
I had friends for many, many, many years. We never talked about politics, didn't even know until now everybody wants to talk about politics.
Right. Yeah.
And although we're still friends, there's a divide. There's a divide there.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
So you just don't talk about
it. I mean, I think we need to not take it so seriously.
I agree.
Like back in the day, you could disagree with somebody and they wouldn't be offended. But now you disagree with one little thing. It's like, oh, you think different than me. Yeah. I'm offended.
Yeah.
I don't know about offended. I just think they're stupid.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, you're stupid because you believe differently than me.
Okay.
Right. And
that's
so that's why it's best not to know what those people are thinking. Now, they say that when it comes to Galentine's Day, there are some signs that someone is definitely not your Galentine.
Okay.
Like, for example, you say tomato, she says, I made out with your boyfriend.
Oh, goodness.
That's not a very good Galentine.
That's extreme again.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have gotten a lot worse, but I thought I kept it pretty clean. She borrowed your shoes and never returned them. Your car either?
Or she borrowed your shoes and broke them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's not right. She didn't even repay and buy you new ones?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. R.I.P. R.I.P. my beautiful shoes.
Sorry about these shoes I borrowed.
No, you don't say anything. You just give her the box back.
Oh, okay.
And leave.
That's what she did. I called her and she said, that is weird. They were fine when I wore them.
I just broke in the box.
Yeah.
Instead of holding your hair back when you're throwing up in the toilet, she takes pictures and posts it with hashtag booze it and lose it.
That's a bestie right there.
Is it?
Yeah, that's all they do now.
Okay.
They post pictures
My
of that?
My friends have so many pictures and videos of me that...
You don't ever let them get posted.
No, they won't post them.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
That's like blackmail, though.
It's blackmail.
Uh-huh. There's a picture of me still on Facebook from our girls' trip to New York where I just have a towel over my head and I'm like praying by the tub that I just survived the day.
Wow.
It's just, it's brutal.
You
and it comes around every single birthday.
You threw up in the tub instead of the toilet?
No, I was on the prize in the process of getting a shower, but I couldn't quite make it. So I just like leaned my head against the tub and took a nap real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's good times. I made really good choices in my youth.
You're fun. Okay, signs she's not a good Galentine. After you get dumped, she shows up at your house with a pint of Haagen-Dazs for herself. She's not even going to share it with you.
So, get your own.
Well, you're the one who's been dumped.
Yeah, at least get 2 gallons or half gallons or whatever they are.
Pints.
Yeah.
She's always playing hide-and-seek with your EpiPen.
Oh.
Oh.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's another extreme one.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Guess where it is.
And whenever her response is, when you ask if she's got your back, she says, your back's too big for me to get.
Oh.
Hey, baby got back. And I cannot lie.
That you don't bring that up with girlfriends, right?
I mean, I wouldn't think. Yeah, no. Yeah, back would not be good.
That would be rude.
Back wings? Is that what they're talking about?
No.
You're thinking of bat wings.
Yeah, that's down here. Yeah, where your bra. Well, that's granny flap.
It's not granny because I'm not a granny and I have it. So.
But the bra flap, like when the bra's too tight and it comes over the side, kind of like it bleeds over.
That's
Show
them,
Tom.
You're not my Galentine.
Hallmark has figured out a way to cash in big by selling even more Valentine's crap. Introducing Hallmark's Galentine's Day collection. We were thinking, how can we get women to fork over as much as men do around Valentine's Day? Then we remembered that February 13th is a bullcrap holiday called Galentine's Day. And we know you ladies would blow $8 a pop for a piece of folded cardboard and hand them over to your Gabby girlfriends at brunch. But it's not just greeting cards. We have a huge selection of wall hangings and coffee mugs and keychains that all say live, laugh, love, or some meaningless garbage like that. We even thought of making the 15th Valentine's Day, where dudes buy each other stuff, but the test group of guys threaten to punch us in the face and slash our tires. The Galentine's Day Collection, when you care enough to give someone whatever a keepsake is.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Okay, girls, I'm going to help you out when you're buying those next pair of shoes. And you're going to thank me for this, because I did some research on some shoe shopping. And I know that you love to shop for shoes, don't you?
I'm intrigued where this is going.
I think you just say loves to shop.
Oh, period.
Yeah.
Just stop right there. Okay, so when's the last time you rechecked the size of your foot? Have you not checked the size of your foot in the past couple of years? You know they have those metal things that they still have those in the shoe stores. I've not been in one in a while.
I think they do.
Yeah, and they slide them underneath the stool, and you got to see your shoe size.
I usually either do Amazon or like TJ Maxx or something, and I don't think they have them.
Oh, well, I bet not.
If you do the Amazon, they say you need to check on the return policy, especially for shoes. They say mm-hmm. it's better to purchase a few and wear them around the house for a few days, and then you can send them back.
Yeah.
So maybe they have the shoe sizer on Amazon.
Just put your foot up against the screen.
You know what you need to do is, you know what you do for kids? You see how tall they get over the years, and you put it on the doorpost. You can do that with your feet, too. Because they say as you age, your feet get longer and wider. So it's a good idea to get them upsized or update your shoe size and make sure you know you're getting the right shoe size.
You know what? I have moved up half a size.
Yeah.
That's because you've been pressing down on them for 20 or 30 years. They're going to get fatter and wider. Think
yeah.
about all that weight being pressing down on them all the time.
Okay. I don't like where this is going.
Then, I mean, even if you only weighed 100 pounds, that's 100 pounds. I mean, so
yeah.
if you're 150, 200, that's 75, 100 pounds a foot. It's going to get flattened out a little.
And then the first time you have to get the W's, you know, instead of the D's shoes, because you're getting the wider
yeah.
ones. And on that note, they say, do you have chunky feet? I'm sorry. They say, compare the shoe to your build. Examine the width of the shoe you like against the width of your own foot. Often women squeeze into those cute little shoes that are too narrow because they look great. And if they get the wider ones, they don't look as good. So I'm going to go ahead and buy the narrow ones.
It's tough, though, because sometimes you, like during the day, your foot will get real swollen. Mm. And then it's just sticking out the side of it.
Yeah.
Those cute little strappy sandals like, holding on for dear life.
Like a can of biscuits.
Yes.
It's like that thing we were talking about with the bra where you kind of puff out the sides. It happens to your shoe, too.
Yeah, well, and they say...
I got sandals. It just pokes out all the little holes.
You got toes coming out of the holes?
No, it's the fat on my top of my foot.
That you know
foot
what? Person. If you're wearing a Crocs and those little holes at the top, and you can see that, like, your skin's poking out like a little Play-Doh machine.
Yeah, if it's being squished through.
Yeah. If you're putting stress on your Crocs, you really need to get them resized.
Oh, my.
But they do say shop for shoes in the afternoon or at night. Your feet do swell throughout the day. So try new shoes on when your feet are their biggest because you won't be as disappointed.
I'm not doing any of this. What I'm going to do is go in, see something I like. It's on sale. I'm going to get it. And then I'll just suffer the consequences.
Okay, there you go.
Which I have done.
A lot of girls do that.
You don't try on shoes and when you're in the store?
Sometimes.
I mean, like when she's at some of those stores, they don't even have the shoe sizers either.
You don't need that to try on the shoes.
I don't know if they let you try them on at every store.
Well,
at a shoe store, they do.
I would assume so.
I don't know about that.
I have at Kohl's.
The truth is, even if it doesn't fit, that's just an excuse to take them back and shop again.
There you go.
I hate that.
It's a win-win.
If you are trying on shoes, they say try both shoes on. Most of us need one shoe bigger than the other, so be sure to step into both of those shoes before you buy them.
I don't think they sell them that way.
Well, they don't, but some shoes, even though they say they're eights, they may not be specifically eights. They might be eights and a couple of, you know, not inches, but whatever they are, little millimeters.
And they'll check, too. If you try and switch them out.
Oh, yeah, they'll check the sizes.
They check for bathing suits, too.
Ma'am, I've noticed you got an 8 and a 9 shoe here.
That's what I need, though. I need about a half size bigger on my right foot. It's just a half size bigger.
And I don't know why they don't make half sizes.
I know,
because
right?
I got a pair of Hey Dudes that they fit. But my toes, if my toenail grows, I can feel the end of the shoe. But yet the one size up was
is
way
enormous.
Too big. It was like skis. And I'm like... Just make a half size.
Well, I think they make some half sizes, but I need 1 foot half size and 1 foot regular size. I need like an 11 and 11 and a half.
And make sure someone pinches your toe for you, because you'll usually try to sit down and see if your toe is at the very end. So you need to stand up, because that's why you're in your shoes most of the day.
Tom, if you got that half size, just get a size 12 and leave the paper in the toe.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, I hate that feeling.
Yeah, just do that.
All right. So guys own about 5 pairs of shoes. Girls own...
Ooh. 5 dozen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
59 pairs of shoes in their closet.
I just had to build myself a little cubby for shoes, because I had so many and they were just... all over the place.
You guys laughed at my answer, but it was exactly right.
It was. It's kind of like those little cubby holes you have in kindergarten where you shove your stuff in the cubby hole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you're trying to put like 3 pairs in one cubby because you ran out of space.
Yeah. You got to slide them in like Tetris. Yeah. Figure this shoe thing out.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, I was thinking back to some fond memories I have with my grandfather growing up, and I can remember waking up at 4 a.m. to head over to his house. Mm-hmm. He would have his boat on the side of the yard, putting water in places, gassing it up, and doing all kind of stuff to get it ready. And we would head out and go fishing.
Yeah.
And we would spend several hours out in this boat trying to catch fish, generally catching nothing. but maybe one or two would get pulled in, and they might keep 3 fish the whole day.
Yeah.
And then we would load the boat up, go home, wash it off, do all this stuff. It was an entire day to get a meal.
Fine.
Versus going to a drive-through that would have taken about 45 seconds.
Yeah, and get your fish sandwich there.
And to me, I've never, the fishing bug just didn't catch with me. I just don't really have the patience, interest, or desire to go catch fish. I let someone else do that.
I'm okay sitting there thinking about nothing, you know, on the lake and all. But when you get that fish on the hook and then it comes in the boat and you don't want to touch it because you're afraid it might wiggle a little bit. can you bait my hook with a worm, because that worm's wiggling all around?
And that's it.
Yeah.
We were on the lake one time, and my friends, he said, man, the fish are biting really crazy. He said, every time I throw a line out, I catch something.
Yeah.
So we were all like, well, okay, first off, you got to bait my hook. And then I did catch something, and then he's got to take the fish back off and throw it back in and rebait the hook. Uh-huh. And I'm like, yeah, that's not worth it.
See, that's the thing. I don't have the patience to be out there fishing all day, mm-hmm. but I'll be on that same boat laying there getting a tan doing nothing
that's
else.
Good.
I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this would make me more interested in fishing. There's a company offering $45 per fish that you catch.
Wow.
But that would add up pretty fast. I mean, we would have taken home over $100 that day.
Can these be filleted frozen from the grocery store?
Here's the deal. A seafood company lost about 25,000 salmon from a fish farm off the coast of Norway. And they don't want those farmed salmon in with the rest of the salmon because it can cause diseases. The offspring don't survive, and they're competing for the same space to spawn. So they're willing to pay $45 per fugitive fish that you catch and bring in.
Oh, so this isn't like go to the pet store, buy a fish, and be like, I got one. Yeah. It's a very specific fish.
Well, there's salmon that are swimming all in these waters. So you catch the salmon, you bring it in, you get $45.
And how can you tell if it is like one of the escapees? Does it have like a stripe, certain stripes on
numbers, numbers on the back.
Numbers on the back of the fish.
See, it's easy because the domestic ones are much easier to catch than the wild ones. The wild ones are smart enough not to get caught, but the domestic ones just go, and they're used to being hand-fed.
So are you making that up?
Yes.
Okay, all right, because I have been salmon fishing before, and those are the easier ones to catch because they, like, you know, go to certain places because they'll come in, like, swarms, like a big bunch of them at once, and you can catch them right and left. Well, that's probably my most successful fishing episode I've ever had.
Within 1,600 feet of their facilities, there is where a lot of these fish are. So that means that there's a big concentration of them, and they're not able to get them all themselves, so they're paying local fishermen. $45 a fish.
That's good.
That's real good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you bring in 10 fish, you got $450.
But again, how do you know if you're getting the farmed one versus a fresh salmon?
They got to turn it over, flip it over.
It's got the name of the company on the bottom.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all are messing with me.
I'm not going to do this.
I mean, honestly, you probably got the experts like, oh, yeah, that's one of ours right here. You can tell by the certain stripes, you know.
You're asking a question that they didn't include in the news story, but obviously this is not something that's a big deal, or they wouldn't be doing it.
But
they're
going to
give you $45 if you bring them a caught salmon.
I can see why she's saying this, though. It makes a lot of sense because, you know, I know a lot of parents know this, too. It's like when that fish dies in the fish tank and you put it in that fish tank or you take it out and you go to the pet store and put another one in, it looks kind of like it. No one can really tell. The kids can anyway.
I'm pretty sure they can tell on
the
these fish.
The kids can't. Oh, well, they can't on those. But
they're like, I thought my betta fish was blue.
Yeah. Mm,
it's always been purple.
Yeah.
Nope. You just remembered wrong.
And there's six of them now.
Well, they said that about, like I said, one quarter of their total number of salmon got loose after a storm broke one of the nets that's supposed to keep them in a certain area. So this is the biggest they've ever had of an escape, if you will. So these salmon they're running for it, man. They're like, let's get out of here. We finally got free.
There's a bigger problem with salmon that I have than this issue that's going on, and that's the way they spell it. It's like it just throws you off.
What's that L doing?
I don't know. Well, I mean, where is that?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I know what it's doing. My mom's still pronouncing it clearly.
Yeah, my mom does too.
She's like, we're having salmon tonight. I'm like, Mom, I don't know how to explain this to you. Yeah. It's too late now. She says salmon.
Yeah.
She calls cars Chevrolets, too. It's like as if the silent letter has never occurred to her.
She's an idiot.
I know, right?
That's wrong, Kato.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, everybody's talking about the Super Bowl. There was not a lot to talk about because the game was just not exciting because it was a runaway. The commercial's not that good this year. One thing everybody was talking about, though, was Tom Cruise's face.
He did look like he was. It's AI, what it looked like.
Have you seen Tom Cruise's face lately? They say it's face-stretching plastic surgery is what's going on. I got a couple of pictures here to share with the class. Now, everybody can't see. If you're driving, you want to pull over before...
That would be just dumb.
That would be funny. No, now look from this is like his early career. Then he goes into like 2019. Look at that. Like in 2021, it was almost like a chipmunk face.
Hey, now we were all home with, you know, you social distance and all that. And all you had to do was sit at home and eat. Leave him alone.
Yeah,
we all
wait
got pudgy.
During COVID.
Okay.
Too.
And then 2022. And then this is what his face looked like at the Super Bowl the other night.
I mean, even his nose looks bigger.
Yeah, it looks different.
Yeah, I think he's actually a robot from the Scientology Scientology church.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? He said that his next Mission Impossible movie is the most exciting movie in the whole series. And I'm like, really? You know, is Tom going to sit there and say, no, it's the third most exciting in the Mission Impossible series. It's not the most exciting. Like, every time they're going to promote a movie, it's going to be the best one.
How many of these are there now?
I was just thinking.
About 60. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't made it past the first one because I'm pretty sure they pretty much are about all the same.
Yeah. Well, Tom Cruise sparked all this plastic surgery rumors. And here's what they said. Like, he's 62 now. Like, so he's up in his 60s. He gets that special discount at Publix every Wednesday when they do seniors.
That's all I'm looking forward to in life.
There you go. But they say that there's actually a natural way to stretch your face, and he's doing it the unnatural way. He said the baby Botox was used, which freezes muscles to help reduce wrinkles. Also, cheek fillers. There's something that's called cheek fillers.
That's not new. I mean, they've been doing fillers for ages.
Yeah. Okay. So,
it's like same thing as lip fillers. It's your own fat, usually.
But do guys usually get cheek and lip fillers?
Tom Cruise is a special dude.
And, you know, he looks like a hamster, like he's eating. You know when a hamster puts a food on the side of their mouth?
Very judgmental.
Also, laser skin resurfacing, and it removes damaged layers of skin. Might have been also something Tom did.
Okay, that laser resurfacing, that is amazing.
Isn't
I don't know if y'all have ever done it.
Have you ever done it?
Yes, a long time ago.
It's like you're being set on fire.
Oh, I had tears in my eyes the whole time. And she's like, you want to stop? I'm like, no, keep going. It's worth it.
Natural way to do that is just lay out too long without any sunblock at the beach. And you just like peel that skin off your face.
Like when you're a little kid with the glue on your hands.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay.
Just peel that layer off.
So. If you want to look younger and do your own face stretching, you can do that.
No, stretch that face out.
Less wrinkles if they're chubbier, right? That's one way to do
it's
it.
It's true. You don't see many wrinkled fat people.
It's true.
Here's some face stretching exercises that you can do if you want to look a little bit younger, okay? You can participate if you want to. Fish face. Go ahead and do the fish face. Stretches the neck muscles, which can help make cheeks less flabby. There
you go.
Doesn't
make
what
sense.
What is the fish face?
Yeah, do it.
I don't know. How does a fish look?
I did
not
fish
like that.
Lips, but
I think Kato was doing the main one.
That's not a lizard.
How's that going to help? You're stretching. It's going to sag more.
It's supposed to.
The muscles. You're like putting stress on the muscles. That's what happens.
It's
like
you tear your skin that hangs.
You tear your muscles down, and then of course it builds it up and makes them like you got some biceps underneath your ass.
There are different things that you can do. Like I do one every night where you. I don't know how to explain it, but it helps with, like, your gobbler, basically.
Well, maybe it's on this list.
There's that. I'll drive down the road looking like this.
Oh, my gosh. You look like your name should be Benjamin.
Chin lifts. You can do that. Stretches the muscles in your neck, throat, and jaw, which can help produce a double chin.
That's what I was doing.
Uh-huh. But it's almost like you got an underbite.
Yeah, that's the one that I do.
Underbite.
I think it helps. Honestly, my gobbler's not as bad as it used to be.
But have you ever done it for a long period of time
it
and
hurts.
Then it's sore? Yeah. I'm like, I can barely chew my food.
You can do cheek squeezes. Pinch your cheeks. Squeeze
Which
and
ones?
Then relax. Okay.
Sorry.
I think it works for both sets.
It is.
Yeah. No, you pinch them. Like, pinch... Don't you like just?
I feel like that would stretch your skin.
I feel like all of these would stretch things.
Okay, open your mouth. Open your mouth as wide as you can and try to fit 3 fingers between your upper and lower teeth.
Oh, only 3?
Okay. Oh, like that. Okay.
Probably, yeah.
I was squeezing mine. Try to stick your whole hand. Oh,
I need chapstick.
Don't make me. I'll start gagging.
I'm gagging.
Pretty sure my dentist got at least 4 fingers in yesterday.
All right, and then puff your cheeks. It's a way you can do face stretching exercises. Puff out your cheeks with air while keeping your lips closed.
I don't understand why that would make it better. It seems like when you quit puffing out, they're going to be more stretched out, just like a balloon.
That's what
You ever see what happens when you let the air out of a balloon? It doesn't look better.
But I've heard the chin thing. I heard that does work.
Yeah. Well, TikTok will tell you anything works.
This is called
somebody told me
face yoga. Yeah. Face yoga.
They
can
saw
do
it
that.
On TikTok.
You know what else will help? If you pretend like you're blowing up a balloon when, like, if you're trying to go to number 2, it'll help.
What?
It's a thing. What? I promise it's a thing. It's gross and it's weird, and I regret bringing it up, but it's too late now.
So you're like you put a balloon back there, like on your bottom, and blow it up. See that one?
I'd like to see that.
No, if you blow like you're blowing a balloon with your mouth, it contracts the same muscles in your tummy that moves things along.
We talked about
this. We have talked about this.
Yeah, but you do that to do something.
To go number two, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
I can't with you.
The way you said it was very confusing.
Because I got embarrassed halfway through.
I did.
Uh-oh.
we gotta go to music, y'all. We got an emergency here.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.